听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 8. Complaints and Claims. 2. Vocabulary. Accommodate. Acknowledge. Appropriate. Bulk goods. Bypass. Commodity Inspection Bureau. Consignee. Corresponding. Defective. Discrepancy.Documentation, en route, general cargo, logistical, mishap, original, pinpoint, retain, receipt, salvage, saturated, soybean, status reports, stipulate, strategically, submit.Superior, surveyor, terminal, vendor invoice. 3. Listening practice. 1. Listen to the first part of a passage and fill in the blanks. UPS, United Parcel Service of America, is much more than just the expert in small package shipments.Since 1982, UPS Air Cargo has provided freight forwarders direct airport-to-airport deliveries to over 150 strategically located airports around the world. It can accommodate virtually any type of freight from perishables to aircraft engines. UPS operates one of the largest all-cargo airlines in the world. Listen to the following introduction of this company and learn more about it.UPS Air Cargo can speed your cargo shipments to major airports across the country or around the world. Just call the UPS Air Cargo Service Center at 1-800-535-2345 to book space on the aircraft. The Service Center can provide information for shipment forwarding and logistical support.As well as delivery information regarding the ultimate destination city. The centralized booking service offers direct routings, plus alternative and bypass flights. Tracking is available through the website or by calling an Air Cargo customer service representative. It is able to provide status reports en route to pinpoint the exact location of your shipment.Not only does UPS Air Cargo provide reliable delivery, it also gives you quick and easy access to shipment information that is critical for your business. The care and handling it gives to each of your shipments is also given to customer service. That is why it has trained Air Cargo customer service representatives available 24 hours of every business day. Service Center Hours, Monday,7 a.m. to midnight EST. Tuesday to Friday, all hours. Saturday, midnight to 4:30 p.m. EST. Sunday, 7 o'clock a.m. to 4:30 p.m. EST. 2. Listen to the second part and complete the chart below. Claims, missing piece process.Despite our high standards and careful handling of your cargo shipments, mishaps may occur. In the unlikely event that your goods are damaged in transit or pieces are missing, following the instructions below will make processing your claim fast and efficient. The person entitled to delivery, recipient, consignee, must file the complaint to UPS Air Cargo in writing in the case of 1.Visible damage to the goods immediately after discovery of the damage and at the latest within 14 days from receipt of the goods. 2. Other damage to the goods within 14 days from the date of receipt of the goods. 3. Delay within 21 days of the date the goods are placed at his or her disposal. And 4. Non-delivery of the goods within 120 days from the date of the issue of the air waybill. These conditions can be found on the back of the UPS air waybill. 3. Listen to the last part and complete the notes. Documentation requirements. Damaged cargo. In order to process a claim for damaged cargo with UPS Air Cargo, the following documentation is required. Copy of the master and house air waybills. Survey, damage report, clarifying damage of and possible salvageability of said damaged item. Photographs of damage. Itemized vendor invoice. Original or photocopy of repair invoices. Claim letter from end customer. Copy of receipt from CFS UPS stating freight was damaged upon receipt. Letter stating the claim amount and details of claim. Proof of payment to customer. Missing cargo. For shipments with missing cargo claims, please submit the following documentation. Copy of the master and house air waybills. Itemized vendor invoice. Prior notification to the Air Cargo Service Center at 1-800-535-2345.
4. Sample dialogues.
Dialogue 1.
Well, Mr. Lin, if you don't mind, I'll get down to business. It is about the 2,000 tons of soybeans we bought from you last month.
What's the problem with the lot? Our goods have enjoyed a fine reputation for their superior quality for years. Before the shipment, they were inspected by our Commodity Inspection Bureau, who concluded that the soybeans were up to standard for export.
Well, here's a survey report submitted by our inspection bureau. It shows a shortage of 20 tons.
I'm sorry to hear that. We seldom get complaints about our products or services. Perhaps the shipping company is responsible for the shortage.
I don't think so. Here is another report. It gives an analysis of moisture on the goods, which was found to be higher than stipulated.
Normally, the results vary a little between inspectors.
Do you think we should find a third inspector? Get another report?
In view of our friendly relationship, we are willing to compensate you for 10 tons. Dialogue 2.
Mr. Lin, I'm sorry to say that when the May consignment arrived yesterday, 7 cases were found broken, and about 1/3 of the goods inside were seriously damaged.
That's impossible. Our goods are carefully examined before shipment. They were in good order when they left here.
I'm afraid the losses must have occurred en route. It is apparently due to rough handling in transit. Since we concluded the business on a CIF basis, I have to file a claim with you for the losses.
Mr. Smith, we are sorry to say that we cannot entertain your claim, as the loss is beyond your insurance coverage. In the policy, it is clearly stipulated that only all risks would be covered. The risk of breakage wasn't mentioned.
Should I file a claim with the insurance company?
I'm afraid not. If you had been insured for breakage, they might accept your claim.
What can we do now?
Probably nothing, except keep it in mind for next time.
Dialogue 3.
Good morning. I'm here to inquire about cargo claims.
Good morning. I hope I can help you.
What is your company's liability if we damage or lose a customer's freight?
We are liable for up to $25 a pound per package, with a maximum liability of $100,000 per shipment. If the actual loss is less than or equal to this amount, we'll pay for the actual loss, but not more than the actual value. There are several exceptions to the above rule. The most common are listed within this summary guide. Would you like to have a look?
Where are the general cargo liabilities listed?
The bill of lading contract for the shipment will determine the extent of our liability.
But what exactly are prohibited articles?
Examples of prohibited and restricted articles include antiques, works of art, precious stones, jewelry, and currency. We do not transport prohibited and restricted articles. Prohibited articles often carry a high value, are fragile, or can be easily lost to theft. Our operation is not set up to handle or control this type of freight. The risk of loss or damage is extremely high for both the customer and the company.
What should I do when a customer requests that we transport a prohibited article?
It's in the customer's and our company's best interest that you refuse to transport this freight.
Who may file a loss and damage claim?
The shipper, the consignee, or a third party who has title to the goods may file a claim.
What documentation is needed to file a claim?
A claim must be presented in writing describing the goods lost or damaged and how the amount of the claim was determined. This statement must identify the shipment and should be supported with a copy of the bill of lading or roadway freight bill, a copy of an inspection report if one was performed, and a copy of the vendor's original invoice or other document to establish the value of the goods.
What is the time limit for filing a cargo loss and damage claim?
A cargo claim must be received by the carrier within 9 months of the date of delivery, or in the case of non-delivery, within 9 months after a reasonable time for delivery has elapsed.
Do the damaged goods have to be retained?
Of course. The damaged articles should be retained along with all of the packaging material until picked up by the carrier or until the claim is settled.
Then how long does it usually take for a claim to be settled?
Once a claim has been received with the proper documentation, we will acknowledge receipt of the claim and attempt to settle it within 30 days. Investigation of some claims may take longer. Our company processes over 90% of claims within 30 days or less. If a claim cannot be settled within 120 days, we notify the customer and continue to keep them informed at 60-day intervals until the claim is settled.
Can a claim be faxed to you?
Yes. Our fax number for filing cargo claims is 230-250-6070.
If a claim is faxed, should the customer also send you a copy by mail?
No. If a claim is transmitted to us by fax, it is not necessary nor desirable to have another copy sent by mail.
Does your company need to inspect the damaged goods?
If a customer's goods are damaged, the customer should call the nearest branch of our company as soon as possible after delivery. They will determine if it is appropriate to have the damaged goods inspected.
Thank you for answering all my questions.
You are welcome.
6. Follow-up practice. 1. Listen to 10 sentences on the tape and write them down. 1. Complaints or claims made by one company against another are normal in business. 2. We regret to inform you that the goods received are not in accordance with your samples. 3. This is the maximum concession we can make. 4. The insurer is liable for loss of or damage to the goods. 5. The report says that the goods at the time of survey were all sound and intact. 6. Our goods are well examined before shipment. The quality certificate clearly shows that the goods are satisfactory in quality. 7. The quality of your products is by no means satisfactory. 8. One of my people will go to your company tomorrow to talk about what replacements are needed. 9. Here is the survey report issued by the China Commodity Inspection Bureau. 10. The damage is chiefly due to poor packing, which was not adequately reinforced. 2. Listen to a dialogue and complete the notes.
Mr. Smith comes to consult the staff of an insurance company about a claim. A. Mr. Smith. B. A staff member of the insurance company.
Who may file a loss and damage claim?
The shipper, the consignee, or a third party with title to the goods may file a claim.
What documentation is needed to file a claim?
A claim must be presented with a statement describing the goods lost or damaged and how the amount of the claim was determined. This statement should be supported with a copy of the bill of lading, a copy of an inspection report if one was performed, and a copy of the vendor's original invoice or other document to establish the value of the goods.
What is the time limit for filing a cargo loss and damage claim?
A cargo claim must be received 60 days from date of delivery, or in the case of non-delivery, within 60 days from scheduled delivery.
Do I have to retain the damaged goods?
The damaged articles should be retained, along with all of the packaging material, until picked up by the carrier or until the claim is settled.
How long will it take for my claim to be settled?
Once your claim has been received with the proper documentation, our company will acknowledge receipt of the claim and advise if any additional documentation is required. Our company makes every effort to process claims within 30 days or less.
Can my claim be faxed to your company?
Yes. Our fax number for filing cargo claims is 020-6611-7026.
If I fax my claim, should I also send your company a copy by mail?
Yes, we must still have the original claim documents for our files.
Do I need to have the damaged goods inspected by your company?
If your goods are damaged, you should call the local branch of our company as soon as possible after delivery. They will determine if it is appropriate to have the damaged goods inspected.